Hey, it's Paulette again, and I'm honored to bring you another episode here on the Thriving in Chaos Project, now in its fourth season. I bring you resilient survivors, key resources, and experts in their fields to lighten the load and shine a light on the path forward from confusion to conclusion through all things divorce and transformation. So let's get started. I am hosting a retreat in Belize. Some of you may know, but I used to live there. And Belize is a melting pot of culture that carries over into the food, the music, and the fun. It is the best of both vibes, from jungles to ground you and beaches to heal and soothe. I lived there for many years and go back and forth between there and Atlanta because I can't get enough. My co-host, Tierra, visited me and didn't want to leave either. No one does. This is paradise, folks. My co-host Tierra and I chatted about the perfect all-inclusive location for you ladies that are going through a pivot in your life and need to reset, renew, and rebuild, and we nailed it. We kick off with a three-day adventure in the luxurious eco-resort Copal Tree in the southern Belize jungle, followed by three luxurious days on Thatch Cay Island, a private island over water, oceanfront oasis in the turquoise Caribbean along the Belize Barrier Reef. Whether you're going through or just coming out of a divorce, especially with a narcissist, a career change, or you just want to get back to the parts of you that you haven't seen in a while, we are talking to you. Make note, May 4th to the 10th, 2024, and start packing. Space is very limited on the private island and in the jungle. Be sure to act now. We have a passion for leading truly transformational healing events, from heart-opening, accessible guided meditations to connection-based life-changing tools and practices. We curate each moment with care and compassion to ensure every lady is taken care of from the initial registration to the final namaste. It's better in Belize. Oh, welcome back to the Thriving in Chaos Project with your host, Paulette Rigo. I'm going to jump right in and we're going to continue this vital series on the top divorce mistakes that I see time and time again because, well, we just don't know better. And my goal, my role here is to help educate couples and individuals who are at any stage of divorce avoid the mistakes. First, sorry about the voice. I'm not sick. I don't know what it is, but I've got my sexy voice going on. I don't quite know why, bear with me. Hopefully you can hear me and understand me. And when I get my normal voice back, we'll revisit. So this next one is a big one. And I like to call this the social media garbage disposal. Thinking social media is harmless fun. You know, normally social media can be fun. It can be. We spend endless hours mindlessly scrolling for things that will make us laugh and smile and cry and feel and connect and all those great things. And I reminisce a bit about back in the day when social media was new. I'm not exactly sure what year that was, but goodness, early 200s, right? 2006, 2007. I know the first iPhone came out in 2007. So it had to have been just about then. So we're going to say 10 or 12 years ago. And I remember when Instagram was just for photography. Who knew, right? But now many years have passed and social media ain't what it used to be. Social media is only second to texting in evidence in divorce. 85% of divorce evidence comes from social media. And it's never in a good way. Never. I've not once seen social media positively used in divorce. When in doubt, I challenge you to either go on a hiatus, temporarily, what do we call that? Go dark on your accounts, or even delete them. When I was going through my divorce, I went off for 18 months and it felt liberating. It felt healthy. It felt good. And when in doubt, if you feel like you really are being watched, which by the way, you are, I challenge you to consider deleting them and rise above the temptation of sneaking a peek or stalking your spouse, your spouse's girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, because it's unhealthy, it's painful, it's not good to have that bird's eye view of someone else's life from a point of feeling like they're doing something without you. What used to be is no longer. And that's okay. And it's painful. It's difficult to accept. And the media, the photographs, the poems, the videos, the quotes, the friends, you get the picture, are only going to feel heavy, dark, and damaging. So let's think about this. If you feel that you absolutely have to keep your social media accounts, I understand some people are addicted to it. I actually have a team of professionals that help me because I don't enjoy doing it anymore. Now, occasionally I'll share a picture or write something and, you know, I find it beneficial, but it's a rabbit hole, people. You know it, I know it, and so does Zuckerberg. Right? It's a multi, I'm going to say billion-dollar industry. Now, it didn't used to be that way, but in divorce, it is used as evidence. Evidence of what, you say? Where you were, who you're with, what you're spending money on, what you're not spending money on, where the children are, where the children aren't, if you're dating, if you're misbehaving, if you're going out with your friends, traveling, going on benders, shopping, all kinds of things, activities, and behaviors that are going to come up on a laptop or printed and used in court as a numbered band of evidence in your case. So be very careful. If you feel that you've got to keep it, keep that in mind and only post pictures of what I call rainbows, puppy dolls, and butterflies. Yeah, if it's not a puppy, a dog, a cat, a butterfly, a flower, a rainbow, and a sunset, but not where the sunset is, just any old sunset, not that sunsets are ever old. Keep it simple. Do not use social media in divorce as a weapon. Don't try to send secretive messages or subliminal poetry or memes about what it's like to be in a healthy relationship and what your spouse should have done and what you are longing for and needing. Don't do it. I promise you, it will be painful and used against you. So remember, social media is not harmless fun. It can be when you're done, and we don't know how long your divorce is going to take. So I challenge you. I'm going to call it the 30-day no social media challenge for those that are getting divorced, because it's not easy. We get so ingrained in brushing our teeth, taking a shower, having coffee, and checking your Facebook, checking your Instagram, checking your Snapchat or TikTok or YouTube or Pinterest or whatever, it is not going to help. So until next time, unplug, get out of there, and keep thriving. It's a mistake you want to avoid. Thanks for joining me today. If you were inspired by today's episode, please share it with a friend or a loved one. My hope is you feel empowered to take some action, no matter how big or small. Action that allows you to step out of the chaos and thrive on your own terms. If this podcast added any value to your day, please review it on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep thriving in the chaos.